The world is broken. Who will mend it? The world is split. Who will sew it? To Toni Cade Bambara, she who bends so as not to break, always taking up the slack, to you I offer greetings. Those words are from a poem by Alice Lovelace, praise to the writer, about her friend, her mentor, her inspiration, Toni Cade Bambara, author of Blues Ain't No Mockingbird.
I met her in 1978, and when she was the writer in residence at the Neighborhood Arts Center, and she talked about this idea of organizing writers in the South, and I began to work with her. Toni taught me everything she knew about organizing. She guided me. She helped me understand a lot about the responsibility of an artist. And when she left the Neighborhood Arts Center in 1979, I took over her position as writer in residence. And I mean, Toni gave me all that I have now. Toni has such an extraordinary life, her work in social work, working with handicapped individuals, and her community work. She knew so many people. She knew so many aspects and facets of what we call the Black experience in America, that became the tapestry that she wrote from. Toni was very concerned with carrying on what she called the best traditions of our people. I think her greatest motivation in writing was this idea that she could instill within the youth some sense of a very strong tradition that they had, something that they had to hold on to. And I think that's why she was really attracted to youth, because it would give them a sense of self-esteem, a sense of power for facing the world. She simply had an ear for conversation, an ear for the way people spoke, and then she could give it back to you, and it was as if you were there. And I've always loved her short stories the best, and I thought that was where her style was the strongest. And there would be simple stories with very deep political meaning and a sense of spirituality of how one had to have these three elements in order to survive in the world.
Toni Cade made an art of living. Toni stood, and we were lifted. Toni spoke, and our lives were saved. Toni listened, and we were validated. She is the breast that fed our union. Hers was the womb of our nourishment. The world is broken. Toni will mend it. The world is split. Toni will sew it.